This is KLCC News. I'm Tiffany Eckert. As winter approaches, people continue to arrive at a protest encampment at Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. They're there to oppose construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline, or DAPL. More than 100 tribes have been represented. We share some of the sounds and voices from Standing Rock. Marcus Yellow Earrings identifies as Hunkpapa Lakota of the Standing Rock Nation. On a wind-whipped prairie, he describes what is happening.
Southwest to me is the camp, the main camp where people are there. They're not going to move. You know, we're here to stay. And these guys continually watch us each and every day so that we don't succeed in stopping their pipeline. People, we need you here. We don't need you saying that you wish you could be here. If you're an able person and you can walk, you should be here. Like me, I walked here.
Julie Fink needed to be here. She feels a deep solidarity with a cause that connects everyone at Standing Rock. Like thousands of other non-Native people, she decided to drive and see what's going on. Fink doesn't call this a protest.
It's a water protection site and a sacred site. To describe the scene, I'm at a ceremonial camp that was set up with the intention to protect the water. The Cannonball River runs through this area into the Missouri River and supplies water to millions of people. This camp was set up with the intention of holding sacred space. As you can hear in the background, there's a sacred fire that they keep burning here 24 hours a day. It's tended by the elders. It's a site for meeting and council, healing ceremonies, announcements. There's the smell of smoke in the air. Lots of fires, lots of tents as I look around, teepees, yurts, cars, campers.
Guy Dullknife is one elder who tends the sacred fires. He's a spiritual advisor for the American Indian Movement from the Oglala Sioux Tribe, Pine Ridge, South Dakota. Dullknife rises at 4 a.m. each morning to pray and wake his relatives, who also live at Standing Rock's main camp.
I've been fighting ever since I was drafted into the military. When I got out, my people were at war during the 70s. It's been an ongoing fight ever since. Fighting for treaty rights, fighting for water, one thing after another. And then this new president that they elected, from what I hear, he's really racist. It's just, I guess I can't never retire. I'm just have to keep going. That's what this meeting was about here, as elders. We have to think of something.
Dullknife says they pray for each other, for the earth, and for President-elect Donald Trump.
I hope that somehow our prayers will go to his heart. That's the only thing we have left, is hope.
This story was produced with help from Julie Fink, Sean Yoon, and Levi Gittleman. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert.